Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Thursday, December 12th. And today we're reading from the Big Book and we are on page 64, paragraph 2, which begins with, "We did exactly the same," and ends with, "Considered its common manifestations." Today's readers are Kathy B. for the 12 Steps, Kelly H. for the 12 Traditions. Shelley E. will read and comment on our text, and Kara L. will close us out with page 164. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Wednesday, December 11th, is 21989. That's 21989. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 21991. That's 21991. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Kathy D. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. My name is Kathy B. I live in Oklahoma, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service this morning. I pass.
Thank you, Kathy B. And I will now ask Kelly H. to please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning from North Carolina. This is Kelly H., and these are the 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group might never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever unprofessional or non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or communities directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Kelly H. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. What the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone, except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 64, paragraph 2. And I will now ask Shelley E. to please begin reading for us.
Good morning. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page 64. We did exactly the same thing with our lives. We took stock honestly. First, we searched out the flaws in our makeup, which caused our failure. Being convinced that self manifested in various ways was what had defeated us, we considered its common manifestations. When I was told yesterday I had this paragraph, I read it and I thought about the first time that I read this paragraph. I came to OA maybe 7 years ago. I think I don't know my exact date, but it was 7 years ago. And I was given the Vision's phone number that exact first day. So I consider myself very fortunate. And I got a sponsor that exact first day. But I had no knowledge of the Big Book. But I was remembering the first time I read this with my sponsor, thinking, just give me that piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to write all these people. Wait till my sponsor hears all these things that have happened to me. And boy, I was surely indoctrinated in that role of a victim. I really just took my time. I mean, I was only given 7 or 10 days or something, but boy, at every corner in the day, I was writing down somebody's name. I remember what they did to me, and oh my gosh. And little did I know, coming forward, and we will see for the next couple of pages, I was filling out the form that they give you, and little did I know that once you fold the page just a certain way on that piece of paper, all of a sudden, I can see where I was to blame and where with the participation and how I contributed to my own misery and how I literally made myself the victim that I was. I truly have never been so surprised and blessed. I feel like, wow, that was life-changing for me. It showed my own makeup. It showed my weaknesses. It showed my selfishness, my resentfulness, my fear. And what it's just such a beautiful way to see yourself and to bring yourself back to your knees and to prayer with your maker. That's what I call my higher power God. But I know on page 66, it says, to conclude that others were wrong was as far as most of us ever got. And that is where I was. Truly, I think the big book is divinely inspired. And if you've never gone through this process, I encourage you to do so quickly, to do so honestly, and with another trusted person. It really is life-changing. And yeah, sure, I can still play the victim role. My disease is still not, I don't want to say present in my life, but it can certainly surface at times that I don't want it to. But that's why we're given 10 steps, and we can go back through step 4 if we need to again, and a 5. Anyways, thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass. I look forward to the meeting and what everybody else has to say.
Thank you so much, Shelley E. Appreciate that. Okay, though we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared on any meetings in the last couple of days, we'd love to hear from you. We'll take a lineup. Who'd like to share?
Kara L.
Kara L.
Meetress J from Michigan.
Meetress J. Anybody else? We'll do a slow start here. Kara L., please share with us, and then we'll have Beatrice J. Thank you so much.
Good morning. This is Kara L., I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I live in Long Beach, California. You know, step 4, I love, you know, first we searched out the flaws in our makeup which caused our failures. Being convinced self manifested in many ways was what had defeated us. You know, prior to, you know, a thorough house cleaning, and I will say even today, sometimes it's before I do a step 10 or I ask my higher power for help. Yeah, sometimes it's all about you and what you did to me. And if you would only follow what I think you should do, everything would be fine, right? And so today, my 10th step or my 4th step show me today, like, where do I have that fixed mindset that I can only be happy or everything would be fine if it worked out this way, right? What is the lie I'm telling myself, the dishonesty there, you know? And what is really the truth of the situation? And then how to check in with my higher power, like, oh my goodness gracious, I have a fixed mindset here. God, please give me intuitive thought, inspiration, or decision. You know, show me what to do here. And then to sit patiently and not try to fix it, right? To sit patiently and let my higher power be present in my life. So what do I do today? I have to constantly be on the alert of those things, right? So I can get in a 4th step, so I can write it down. And because I can't ask for help what I don't see. So I have to be able to sit down with a 4th step and say, okay, so-and-so is really ticking me off. Why are they ticking me off? Well, they did this, this, and this. You know, why am I so upset? What is it affecting? You know, pray for that person because most of the time it's probably not them. It's probably something I'm doing. And then, you know, how to ask my higher power and say, please remove these character defects and help me, right? So I'm so thankful for the 4th step because it really does help me move through everything so that I can come out on the other side and be of service. And for that today, I'm super thankful. And I'm thankful for, you know, being able to be uncomfortable while doing a 4th step and know that it will eventually work out. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Kara L. Beatrice J., please share with us.
Thank you. Thanks for your service. Very glad to be here this morning with my OA family. You know, my higher power knows just what I need. See, I don't have to keep trying to figure it out. As long as I stay close to God, It's going to work itself out. Something just happened to me this morning where a person said something to me to hurt my feelings. And I started right away saying, wow, that person sure wasn't nice. That person could have did this or that. They didn't have to act that way, and so on and so on. And then I caught myself, and I started praying. I started praying to God, how can I handle this? And I started asking, how can I take care of this? How can I handle my feelings? And I asked myself the question, what way would God have me think about this person? What is it my part in this? And as I began to meditate on that, I realized that it worked out just the way it was supposed to. And I started feeling more compassion and love for the person and myself. Because I can be sensitive to other people when I feel that they have done something against me or hurt my feelings. I right away want to, you know, judge them. But see, I have a program today. See, that's the miracle of the program. See, I have a program that gives me guidelines. I have the steps that give me guidelines. I don't have to stay in that negative place, that negative thinking. And when I'm coming out of a place of love, it just works out so beautifully. Now, maybe that person meant to hurt my feelings. I don't know. But that's not my job. My job is to ask God what he wants from me, how I should handle it, and what's my part in it. That's all. That's it. Not trying to figure it out what other the person need or what they're doing or not doing. That's not my job. My job is to keep the focus on me and what God would have me do for my life and my program. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Neatus J. Okay. Though we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to comment on page 64, paragraph 2, we would love to hear from you. Star 1 to unmute. We'd love to hear your experience, strength, and hope.
Jerry Kay in Pennsylvania.
Jerry Kay. Who'd like to follow Jerry Kay?
Simone L. in California.
Simone L.
Jackie M., Michigan.
Jackie M., Michigan. Anybody else want to get in the final?
Nancy C., California.
Nancy C., California.
Anyone Alicia else? R., Nevada. Alicia R., Nevada.
Alicia R., Nevada. Okay, great. Well, let's stick with this lineup for now. Jerry K., Pennsylvania, Simone L., Jackie M., Nancy C., and Alicia R. Please share with us, Jerry. You'll be followed by Simone L.
Good morning, Raven people. I'm so grateful. Jerry K. in Pennsylvania, gratefully abstinent, recovered today, but just today. I'm never cured. And what really strikes me in this paragraph, I realize it's step 4, but it is laying the groundwork for my continued spiritual recovery, which involves doing a nightly review, which will involve doing step 10s if I immediately feel that sense in my gut that I've messed up. when it gets tangled, I know something's wrong. And this is why step four, I remember, could feel so daunting, because what was I going to discover? What I was going to discover, here's the secret, there is no secret. What I discovered is that there's a life of recovery, hope, and spirituality that is beyond my wildest dreams. And I wouldn't be here without OA, without the 12 steps, definitely not without my higher power, who, for whatever reason, has gotten me and kept me abstinent. It's a miracle. I'm enjoying, let's see, this would be my fifth Christmas. I've got about 4.5 years abstinence now. And it's all a gift. And me, I was the supreme baker of the family. There was never enough. I could never bake enough, because there was never enough to binge, right? I always needed more. So I hope anybody who's new, if this is your first holiday season with abstinence or praying for abstinence, just know that we're all there for you, and there is hope and there's recovery here, and keep coming back. Thanks for letting me share, and thanks for your service.
Thank you so much, Jerry Kay. Simone L. in California, you are up next. I want to unmute.
This is Simone L. In California, compulsive overeater. I'm grateful to be on the call this morning, fresh after a specialist. And one thing that my sponsor said to me this morning, which was needed, and this is my second sponsor, by the way, and it just mirrors so much, an issue. Well, not an issue, but an issue, a situation I navigated with my first sponsor before I took time away. Of, okay, you encounter a situation, and you're so caught up, Simone, of what happened or what the other person did. And your program is about your program and your response. How do you see your part in that? How do you take care of your side of the street? And there's always an opportunity for you to take care of your side of the street and ask deeper questions about why is this even coming up right now, which I was grateful to have that asked of me. And I'm just so thankful for willingness to have that conversation, and the continued willingness to keep showing up for blessing this time around. So I'm so thankful for this reading, that we're called that of, okay, where is your willingness, and how do you take care of your side of the street? How do you do a fearless inventory? So I'm grateful for that reminder. I'm grateful for hearing all of the shares, and with that, I come.
Thank you so much, Simone L. Appreciate your share. Okay, Jackie M. in Michigan, you're up next, followed by Nancy C. in California. Star one to unmute, Jackie M.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. This morning when I was doing my devotionals, the four-step prayer really stood out for me, about how I made a mess out of my life. I don't have the prayer in front of me. I can't remember it exactly, but it really spoke to me, and I'm in a situation where the holidays used to be wonderful, and now they're not. And it's when I first arrived here in Michigan, the first 12 years were really good and fun. And then we had some deaths. chaos. I can see where I went wrong, but at the same time, I'm kind of like odd man out right now when it comes to my family. I'm not married. I don't have kids, but just, you know, my brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews and stuff. And I've been thinking that maybe it's time to make a new start. I don't have to make a new start with my program, with my meetings, with my food. I can, you know, I can keep that, but I'm really looking at making a move, a positive move. And that's what I've been toying with today. And that's it for me. With that, I'll pass. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Praying God directs you in that, Jackie M.
Nancy
C. You're welcome. Nancy C. in California, please share with us, and you'll be followed by Alicia R.
Hi, this is Nancy C. in Southern California. And I think I've had a hard time seeing how myself is the problem. But just recently, it's really been evident to me that my extreme desire to be the best, to be perfect, and then getting my feelings hurt when someone makes a comment that hurts my feelings. I can see that I set that in motion with my extreme desire to please people, and then just feeling that I'm less than. And I think that's kind of been the crux of my disease that has driven my compulsive overeating. And it's also kind of laced with codependency, where I'm dependent on other people to make me feel like I'm okay. And just recently in prayer and meditation, I'm just really realizing that I am loved by my God, and that I don't have to look to other people for that approval. And, you know, I'm just praying that that sensitivity that I have to being hurt, to being having my feelings hurt, and just also seeing myself as better than other people, that God would remove that. So thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Nancy C. Alicia R. in Nevada is up next. And after Alicia, we'll take another lineup of people who'd like to comment on page 64, paragraph 2, which begins with, we did exactly the same, and ends with, considered its common manifestations. Please share with us, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia R. in Nevada, compulsive overeater. So step 4, you know, we launched out on this vigorous course of action, and the first thing that the book talks about here is the resentments. And my first inventory in recovery was full of resentments. That was my longest list of the three. And over time, that switched from resentments to fear being the longer one. And, you know, I know with resentments, kind of what's been coming to my mind today with everyone else's share is being able to see where I could have done the same, right? Like that was the column for me that really changed my perspective, right? It lists out the first three columns, and then it talks about the remaining columns in paragraph form. And I was able to switch my perspective, or God gave me that ability to switch my perspective in that column, where I look at if I was then in their Sorry about that. I had an alarm going off. If I was them in their position, given their, you know, the things I know about them, could I see where I have done the same? And for the majority of my resentments, that is something that allowed me to finish the columns, I guess you could say, allowed me to be alleviated of that resentment, right? Because absolutely, you know, I am capable of some really egregious things, right, in this disease. When I'm not thinking clearly, when I'm not connected, I'm too far away from God, right? When I'm not connected to my higher power, which I do on a daily basis through this program. And I can easily go back. I've gone back to that place in recovery, you know. It's been mentioned being very sensitive, right? And when I don't, when I'm not getting my value from my higher power, I start placing my value in things external to me, like you and your opinion of me. And then I'm easily offended by you and your opinion of me, right? And I'm really grateful today to have a solution to that. I didn't have a solution to that my entire life, and that was quite a difficult way of living, to be constantly offended by everyone and everything everywhere I went, you know? And I don't have to live that way today. I can get my value from my higher power, and I can do the work when that creeps back up, because it does, you know? Recovered, not cured, one day at a time. And thank God, because I want to keep coming back, and I want to keep working on that relationship with my higher power. So I'm grateful to be here today. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Alicia R. Though we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others can share their experience too. So if you'd like to comment on page 64, paragraph 2, please let me know. Star 1 to unmute. It's a powerful paragraph. We'd love to hear from you. No wrong answers or insights.
Brooke from New Jersey.
Was that Brooke from New Jersey? I didn't quite catch your name in New Jersey. Could you repeat for me what your name was? And I'm sorry, I missed it again.
Brooke from New Jersey.
Oh, Brooke from New Jersey. Okay. Anyone want to go after Brooke? Hey, Brooke, why don't you go ahead and share with us? And please, what's the first initial of your last name?
W.
W? Okay. Does anybody want to go after Brooke?
This is Christine B. in California.
Christine B. in California. Anyone else?
Vanessa G.
Mary Lee, Oregon.
Vanessa G. and hang on a second. G. and Mary Lee?
Yep. Thanks.
Okay, great. And we may have room for one more. Okay, we'll take that as it comes. So we've got Brooke W. from New Jersey, Christine B. From, I can't read where I wrote you from, Vanessa G. and Mary Lee R. Please share with us, Brooke.
Hey, hi, Brooke, compulsive overeater and food addict. This is the first time, and I think it's almost 16 years that I'm on this phone meeting and sharing. I've been in and out of the rooms for many, many years, but I don't come on this meeting often, but the last month I have been coming on every day, and I decided that today is the day, and especially right after you said, well, there's no wrong answer, so there's nothing that I can say today that I will feel judged or anything, because my higher power is holding me today, and I'm feeling so much gratitude for this paragraph, because the only reason why I am here today in a healthy body and mind is only because of my power. I'm doing this work one day at a time. I cannot do this on my own. I need the fellowship. I need everybody in these rooms. And, you know, I literally just got a text from somebody that's in a different program, and I was giving her my gratitudes daily, and she just sent me a text. And it was very interesting, like, you know, I need to take a break from this. And today I can just say, did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? I apologize. I'm sorry if I triggered you in any way. And if I hurt you, I'm sorry, and I respect your request. That's huge. That is huge, because I was always like, what's wrong with her, judging her, or there's something. No, no, no. Today, this is about me and clearing my side and my side of the street and just being okay and apologizing immediately. From my side, if I did something wrong, then I want to apologize. If I hurt you in any which way, I want to apologize. I don't want to hold on to anything. I cannot afford to hold on to anything, and I cannot afford to go back to my old way of thinking, because myself got me to 221 pounds. Myself got me to misery. I was miserable. And being in these rooms, in and out of these rooms for many, many years, it's also miserable being in relapse. So I'm grateful today for my abstinence. All my food is weighed and measured on the scale, and I'm living today a life beyond my wildest dreams. So thank you so much for letting me share. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Brooke. Great to hear from you. Christine B., you're up next, followed by Vanessa G.
Hi, this is Christine B., like boy in California. I am a recovering compulsive overeater. I wanted to share just because there was a lot of silence. I really love listening to everybody else's shares, the experience, strength, and hope. Just sitting here looking at the reading. Actually, I'm just going to read it for good measure. We did exactly the same thing with our lives. We took stock honestly. First, we searched out the flaws in our makeup, which caused our failure. Being convinced that self manifested in various ways was what had defeated us. We considered its common manifestations. Lately, it seems like the thing I'm grappling with is my ego, and it shows up everywhere. And I pray for the past 2 days, I've been praying as hard as one could possibly pray to please alleviate me from it, because it comes out my mouth, comes out in my body language, and then I wind up getting the infamous buildup of emotions, and I'm not eating over them. I just feel miserable, and I would like to be free, not miserable. So that's where I'm at right now. I feel like I have no skin. It was worse before program. It's getting better. But like every little thing, like I just get these resentments and it's just awful. And that's what I'm praying for, is just please free me from my ego so I can do my higher power as well, so I can actually be of service to myself and those around me. And with that, thank you so much for holding this space every day, all of you. I heard somebody say it at a meeting yesterday, and I'm going to steal it because I thought it was brilliant. Thank you for being on my team, because my higher power says that you do not do well alone. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Christine B. Okay, Vanessa G., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Marilee R.
Good morning. This is Vanessa G., a recovered compulsive overeater in New Mexico. And I don't think I put in my name. I think it might have been somebody else, so I don't want to take their space if they want to share. Or do you want me to go ahead?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get it wrong?
Yeah, it was Vanessa V.
Oh, Vanessa V., not Vanessa G. Vanessa G., thank you so much. We will hear from Vanessa V., and if there's time, we'll hear from you too, Vanessa G. Thank you so much for your honesty with that. Please share with us, Vanessa V.
Thank you. I'm Vanessa V. I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm in California. I'm a compulsive overeater, and, yeah, I appreciate the silence because I don't really share, and that really is, I don't share because of the self-centeredness, like the fear of what I'm going to sound like, is it going to make sense, blah, blah, blah. And it just, that gets in the way of, like, my recovery. And then also the shame, like, oh, what if someone knows, like, hears my voice and recognizes me and blah, blah, blah. But it's like there's no shame in, like, this is for my recovery, for other people's recovery. And, yeah, and so it just, yeah, this paragraph about character defects and defaults and fears and resentments, and it talks about that leads to, like, failure, and that's, yeah, that's the crux of it, is, like, I get in the way of my own self and my own life and recovery, and I it was really hard to look at, like, my part of the street, because I was always like, oh, I'm so nice and I'm so kind, but when I started to really look at it with my sponsor, I was just like, oh my God, like, I didn't realize that I was judging others, that I was criticizing others, that I was playing God, and so it is, I guess it's like a relief. And then I've also recently, like, people have been sharing, looking at my thinking and how I look at things negatively, and I just want to be more positive and work on self-esteem and confidence, and God can do that. Like, you know, I've heard, like, people saying, like, I asked God to remove this fear, and God removed it, and I have to just keep asking God for help. What else? Yeah, just being compassionate to myself and gentle, because when I hear people sharing, I'm like, oh, I'm not the only one that's dealing with this sort of stuff, and these are the things that allow me to get closer to God. So, yeah, I think with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Vanessa V. Mary Lee R. is up next. Please share with us, Mary Lee R.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service, and thank you for every share this morning. Day 260 without any sleep medication, and last night was not one of those stellar times, but just being able to listen and hear and the one of my meditations, many meditations this morning was abundance is not my net worth, but my self-worth. And I get my self-worth by rooting out those little and big character defects that sometimes I don't want to. I do not want to get rid of them. And what's really helped me in that fourth column is the just like me. Every single resentment and judgment that I've had, it's because I see something, like, you know, we know that if you spot it, you got it. And it's just like me. And it helps me to release that resentment and to release that dishonesty and to release that selfishness and to release that self-centeredness. And I'm just grateful. I love that this too shall pass. I have only two things that I think Spirit is guiding me to do today, and I can take a nap, and I can make outreach calls, which are not always the easiest thing for me to do. And I'm just so blessed, and through God's grace and mercy, that, you know, I'm coming up on 2 years of clean abstinence with the food program, and I give thanks, and thank you for each and every one of you for being here and for sharing, and I'd like to hear from the other Vanessa G. Thanks.
Thank you. Well, we do have time for one more share. Vanessa G., if you'd like to take it, please let me know. And if not, if somebody else would like to take it, star one to unmute and let me know. Not hearing from Vanessa. Is there someone else who'd like to share?
Alex K. This is Charlene.
Please. Okay, I'm sorry, we only have room for one, and I'll double check if Vanessa G wants to take it, or if not, we'll have Alex K.
This is Vanessa.
Okay. Vanessa, thank you. Thank you. Please go ahead. And wish there was room for all the rest of you, but please share with us, Vanessa.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Vanessa G. from New Mexico. And there's a couple of things in this this paragraph that really point out, I guess, the sort of the brilliance of this step, for me anyway. It talks about self, you know, in various ways with what had defeated us, and so we considered its common manifestations. Well, the way it manifested in my life, and maybe in yours too, or at least in most addicts' lives, because this really does work, was, you know, through resentment and through fear and through my, you know, sexual relationships, my relationships, period, I think. It's not searching out what I think are my character defects at this point in my recovery. You know, the selfishness, self-centeredness, the dishonesty, and the anger. It's about coming at it sort of from my personality, because, you know, this is a suicidal disease, and I've gotten to the point, or I had gotten to the point when I came to my fourth step, where myself had attacked myself to the point of, you know, wanting to die, you know, of getting ready to die, not just from the effects of the disease, but emotionally. And that happened as a result of the major injustice, you know, I found in the world, the fearful thing I found in the world, the people who had hurt me when I gave them my heart, and my thinking towards those things is what comes into sharp relief when I do my fifth step. And that's when I can see my personality, myself, in terms of those other characters, in terms of character defects. These are my thoughts. This is the way I was viewing the world. And it's so brilliant, because I had such an injustice story going on in my life. You know, it was everyone else against me. I had such a fear story going in my life. You know, the world was fearful. I mean, scary. I was going to get hurt. And every time I got into a relationship, my heart was broken. I wanted to tell somebody about those things. So it was easy for me to write them down initially in the lists and then find out the truth later about what was wrong in my thinking and my actions, and actually open up a lot of space for God to come in. And it's an amazing thing. Thank you. It's just an amazing program and so brilliant in the way it approaches us addicts. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, too. And thank you for everybody to share. I'm sorry we weren't able to hear from everybody. Excuse me. Excuse me. We'll now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Kara L. please read a vision for you for us?
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater in California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of a happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.